Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something, and yet nothing to me. I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close, and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Every gesture, every move that she makes, makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? All these emotions I never knew, of some other world far beyond this place, beyond the trees, above the clouds. I see before me a new horizon. I wanna know, and can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Come with me now to see my world, where there's beauty beyond your dreams. Can you feel the things I feel right now with you? Take my hand, there's a world I need to know. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. I wanna know.
You know what the best Valkyrie Celeste is?
A Tarzan Valkyrie Celeste?
Close. HCOE season 2 Valkyrie Celeste.
Ooh.
This was like right around that time that she was like coming into her like vocal ownness. And by ownness, I mean when she was owning everything she sang. This was like around like The Voice and stuff, like that time period, that like Valk golden era of gloriousness. This is the dawning of the age of Valkyrie Celeste.
It's funny because I think we both kind of came in when Valk was just owning.
Yeah.
I've only known Poning Valk.
Yeah. I've only known Valk, like, killing everybody here.
She came out of nowhere. It was like, damn.
Valk with a bazooka.
Yeah, boom, boom. That would be really dangerous, though, because she's blind. So, like, she would just be shooting that thing all which way.
Could you imagine little Valk with a bazooka?
Oh my god, that thing would be flying everywhere. That'd be really dangerous. That'd be real dangerous.
It would be. Would she be so cute?
It'd be adorable if she killed us all. So yes. Cute.
Instead of throwing chairs, it'll be firing huge missiles.
She needs a bazooka chair launcher.
Oh my gosh, launcher.
Yes! Oh, that'd be amazing.
We'll have to save up for next Christmas.
Yeah, I know. group gift for Valk.
Group gift, yes.
But seriously, Valk, this is like one of my all-time favorite things that you've ever done. I don't remember if we put this in the HCOE song special. I think it was, I wanted to put this in, but you had some other things that were in there already. So it was like, I didn't want to overflow the special with like awesomeness of Valk. So I don't think I put it in, but if it wasn't, it should have been, but there just wasn't space for it. Cause this is honestly one of my favorite things you've ever done. I just love all the little like shyness, like coyness that you have in at times, like like the come with me tonight, hear my world, like that part where you like, back. Like there's so many like levels of emotion in this that just blow me away every time I hear
that,
it.
That quiet part was perfect. Like she was at this level where it was like I was actually leaning my body in closer and being like, oh yeah, I'll come with you, Val.
So pretty. Yeah. So pretty and so it's so appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I think Valkyrie always has this like ethereal quality to her voice. Even when she's singing low, like she sounds so like I don't know, angelic or something. Like Celtic I don't know the correct Yes. Oh. Like she should be the new member of Celtic Women.
Yeah. She should. Petition that.
Yes.
I'm all about making that up, yo. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she has some Celtic in her. I'm not sure. But if she did, put her in that group. And...
Yeah, it was gorgeous. She had so much energy in it, and the emotion was amazing. Oh, I just loved it. I actually didn't want the song to stop. I was like, it's over.
There was emotion in every single word. Like, what she did, the little vocal inflections of what she did, especially, like, right from the beginning, I was like, wow. And that's so important for songs like this, that it could be kind of repetitive. Mm. Like, you have to sing it all out. Yeah. And put all of this emotion into it. Otherwise, it's like a storytelling song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yes. I love you, Valkyrie Celeste. Wait, I have to do it in a man voice so it sounds more legit. I love you, Valkyrie Celeste.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jacqueline Ambie.
Oh, watch out.
She's back. He's back. This could be another persona I could create here. Maybe. It only works when I'm sick.
Oh.
What would my drag queen name, my drag queen persona be? Drag queen.
Let's see. Ambert.
That doesn't sound classy. I would be a classy like drag Andy. Queen.
Like Ambi, but Andy?
I don't
Andy know. Sounds like country or Toy Story.
Yeah. I'm a girly girl drag queen. Thank you very much. Okay.
You know what? You're talking about that she likes Adam Lambert, so be Adam.
Amberta. Ooh, I like it. I'm Amberta. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to go on the new season of... RuPaul's Drag Race. bitches don't know what's coming when Ambert shows up. Hey! Wow, I'm weird tonight.
Totally okay.
I know.
There is nothing wrong with that.
But Ambert really likes you, Valkyrie Celeste. Mm-hmm. Girl, Kai. Does anybody else have anything to say before I dig this hole even deeper?
Oh my goodness, someone is going to get back at you with this, I'm sure. Oh. They're going to have this, and they're going to be like, remember this, Andy?
Oh god.
Yep, it'll be out there for everybody.
Oh, it's the meds. I'm all drugged up on sick meds. It's making me do things against my common sense. And like... illogical, like against my better judgment. It's like being drunk, but not really.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have anything to say about Valkyrie Celeste?
I love her.
I love her too. That's Ambie speaking. Ambie loves her, not Ambert. Ambert's gonna go away now for a little while. I'm sure she'll probably right show now. Up again.
Awkward.
That was my really bad impression of Dylan's impression of Valk's laugh.
I love Dylan's impression of Valk.
I know, it's really funny. A cheesecake. this hole is just getting deeper. So we're going to move on to someone who...
Yay!
She's got songs hanging around, but she's not really that much of an oldie. She's kind of a newbie-ish. She's not a noob, because being a noob is bad, but she's new. And that's Opie Cal. Opie Cal.
Ophie?
Oh, Ophie Cal. Oh, yeah. Is it Ophie or Opie?
Ophie.
Ophie. Ophie Cal. Ophie Cal.
I love me some Ophie.
Ophie. Kind of sounds like Omi, but with a P.
Yeah.
F sound.
She's like, she's like, girl, Omi.
Yay! Ophir Kell singing in another language.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, I know. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I think
singing us some opera.
I think she did this for... I want to say she did this for Framecrush Broadway. Kind of a little ingress here going on. Fame Quest Broadway, I think she did this for. Because I know I've heard this, but I can't remember what I heard this on. I'm pretty sure that's what it's for. What it's from. But this was so cute. Like, all, like, operatic-y and stuff like that. If that's a word. Operatic-y? I don't know.
Yes.
Operatic.
It is a word in this show.
In this show. We can make our own rules on this show.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It was all, like, pretty and operatic-y. Again, making it
mm-hmm.
And just so cute. And I would like to hear you on... I would like to hear you on songs that are operatic-y, but in English.
Yeah.
That's my only thing with this. Is like, I really can't say, like, how, like, good you emoted and stuff like that, because I don't know what you're saying. That's my only thing with this.
I don't know what you're saying.
Like... And this is just, like, a kind of, like, a cardinal, like, unspoken rule, I think, that goes with a lot of shows. A lot of people ask about if they're not sure on, and it's kind of one of those things that's, like, unless you know that your judges can speak the language or you're specifically asked to sing in a certain language, you really, like, should stick with just English, because then they really can't, like, find a basis to judge you versus other people that you're up against. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Because it's really hard, because, like, if one person sounds really awesome on the notes, but it's in Italian, and another person sings really awesome notes, but it's in English, it's kind of hard to tell if the person in Italian was emoting the same way that the person in English was.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind
of,
like...
But I will say, for this song, like... Even though I couldn't understand it, I think especially at the beginning of her phrases, the way that, like, her voice would, like, bring you in, I could tell she was emoting it.
I could tell what was going on.
You know?
I could tell
something was going on. And, like, I wish I knew, I wish I knew what she was saying, because, like, I can tell this song has a huge story. Mm-hmm. And music is pretty universal in the sense that, you know, like, you can kind of tell stories and stuff. But when it's, like, for me, I find it hard to figure out some opera songs unless they're, like, oh, this is definitely a sad song. Or, oh, this is definitely an angry song. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
Something in some other language leaves it open for you to interpret it.
That's why I like to listen to music in other languages, because it's kind of like you can paint the picture in your own head of what's going on if you don't speak it.
I'm such a language nerd. I love listening to other languages, and
I'm really into now because my one friend on Facebook, my one acquaintance on Facebook, is really into German musicals right now, and she's always posting German musicals. Germany knows how to do musicals upright, y'all.
I agree with you there. Yeah, they do
amazing freaking musicals. I mean, like Rudolph and the Three Musketeers and the Elizabeth, and I'm really glad.
I've never heard any of those.
Rebecca is coming to Broadway, which is going to be amazing.
I want to hear that.
Rebecca is based off of the book, which is
the book. I love the book.
It's the set is amazing, and apparently the set is transferring over. And just there's all these amazing, and I wish that people like the German musicals need some more love and attention, because some of them are so amazing.
Did the Germans do Romeo and Juliet?
Yes, I think, I'm not sure if that's German or if that's Italian, but I think there is a German version of it.
Okay, because I've heard some of that.
No, that's really French. Like... That's French. Oh. But French does really good ones too, because they also...
Yes!
They
Notre also Dame did... de Paris.
No, oh, I love Notre Dame de Paris. Oh, I love it. That has an English translation though, but
have you ever
seen the Louis the 16th musical?
No.
Oh, the music is gorgeous. Oh.
I must.
Oh my god, Mon Essentiel. Oh, so beautiful. Oh, I could cry. Oh, I'm all bookshelf now. Oh.
We're getting ambi-emotional.
Oh. But yeah, like, it's so... Like, you can kind of, like, paint the picture in your head with it. But that's for, like, enjoyment's sake. For judging's sake, it's a little bit different. Because... Like, if I was just to take this and just listen to it and enjoy it, I'd be like, this is so pretty. I could do that.
It was so pretty.
When it comes to having to rank someone against someone else, like, it's kind of, like, it's not a big deal on this show because it's like, you know. But this, I guess, is just kind of, since I know you're new, Opie Cal, I'm just kind of, like, giving you some advice for when you're on shows to come. This is a tip I have for you. Also, another tip I have for you is when you're recording, turn the volume of your mic down and record a little closer to your microphone, because there's a clear room echoiness when you record. It's not like a sound feedback echo, but it's a, I guess, sound absorption feeling around you. Like, I can tell you're standing in the middle of a room that has not a lot of stuff sucking up the sound around you, because it has just a tiny bit of a sound behind it.
You're getting your reverb. Getting reverb back from her voice in the room.
A little bit of it in there. And I can hear your voice off the walls in your room. But if you were a little closer to your microphone, it would pick up, your voice would cover that more. And then you could also do some, add your own reverb to it. Just, it'll sound a lot more professionally mixable.
I am learning something here too.
And there's a difference between like standing like 3 feet from your mic than standing a foot from your mic. The sound quality difference
goes down.
Is completely different. And it sounds like you're standing maybe 4 feet away when you should be standing only 1 foot away from it, if that. Like, I record like
it's so hard to know sometimes, because it's like a battle to like not top and not, you know, do this and not
pops. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Worst enemy.
That's why I have my nice little pop screen now. But even the pop screen doesn't help a lot of the time, and I have to go in and manually remove pops. Someday I'll teach people how to manually remove pops from something.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
They're the bane of my
existence. Really cool.
Actually, want me to do it now? Because while we're here, this is like learning time with Ambi.
This is mixing with Ambi 101.
This is what I do to eliminate the puffs in my recordings, because I get them a lot, especially lately, because I've got lots of songs with P's in it, like Rent a Wrap Up. So many freaking P's in that. What you do is you go to the track with your voice in it, and you find where there's a puff, and you go all the way down as like you scroll in really, 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 really far into it. So basically you're just looking at maybe like a half of a second of the song itself. Highlight just the air. You'll see it in like the line of your singing where the puff is, because it looks all distorted. It's like straight light, straight light, straight line, distortion, and then it continues on being a straight line again. Highlight just the distortion, right where the distortion begins and right where the distortion ends, and downgrade the sound of the distortion area by like 10. Then when you listen back, the puff is still technically there, but it is not as noticeable and it's not as in your face.
Oh, okay.
So you're basically trying to get the puff, like that distortion, back down into the flat line.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's how I do it. I mix in Adobe Audition.
Oh, that's what I use.
That's what I use in there. But that's how I do it. And then kind of listen back and just don't go too drastic with it, because then it can sound kind of like a glitch in the recording. But like, play around with it. Like, sometimes if it's only a small puff, you only need to downgrade it by like 6 decibels. Sometimes I go as high as 15 decibels downgrading it.
All right. Let's give that a whirl next time.
And this has been your helpful lesson. Opie Cal is getting like so many helpful tips right now.
Yeah, I'm getting helpful tips. Are you kidding me? I'm like, whoa.
Making a note of this. But yeah. You didn't have any puffs, Opie Cal, but now you know how to get rid of puffs as well.
Yeah. When you start moving closer to the mic, that becomes a new problem.
I hope Omiprod Onan is listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Opie, can I just say, you have like one of the most unique voices ever, like that I've ever heard in my life. I think it's really pretty. And, like, it has its own tone to it.
Aww. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. I really like it.
Aww, fuck y'all.
Yeah, it was really pretty. I enjoyed the high notes a lot. Mm-hmm. And you could do something that I can't do. I cannot roll my R's, and I highly appreciate it. And I notice it when people roll their R's in Italian, because I cannot do it.
Yeah, kudos for this hard song, man.
I cannot roll my R's.
I think you probably took on, like, the hardest song.
Yeah, like, this is, like, some hard
of anyone,
stuff right here. Yeah, definitely. So definite props for doing something so difficult.
Go soprano Opie. For real.
Yeah.
Soprano.
All right, so ladies, we are down to our last singer of the night. It's so sad.
Wow.
So sad. So sad.
Crazy.
And that honor belongs
to... Where does the time go?
I know. It's sad. But the honor of last song of the evening goes to Sharpa Cookies.
Ooh, cookies. Your cookies are so sharp.
Ouchies. Shop of cookies. Oh, cookies. So sharp it cut my mouth. So sharp. Oh.
Oh, so sharp it burns.
So sharp it burns. So sharp it burns. I like it.
That should be like your catchphrase. Sharp cookies.
So sharp.
So sharp.
It burns. It burns. I like it a lot.
We've made so many catchphrases tonight.
I know. I started a lot of these, so someone else start this one.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah.
Cookies. Okay. Cookies. This was like, okay, I heard a lot from Cookies on like The Voice, but like to me this was like the best thing I've heard from Cookies. Like I was super into this song. I love the actual song Creep and I Love You on it. And those strong belts on Run were what really got me. I was like, wow. Like, super impressed, dang Cookies. And then you quieted for, like, that next part, mm-hmm. and it got, like, super emotionally charged, and I was just like, yes. This was altogether, like, really great. I loved it. That's what I got. I don't know.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. She had a lot of emotion in it, and I don't think I've ever heard Cookies at all. So this was a really nice surprise. Like, I'm pretty sure it's the first time I've heard her.
I could say something really dirty right now, but I'm not gonna do it.
Don't go there.
I'm not.
Whoa! I don't even know what you could say.
I'll tell you later. It's definitely not being said now. And for all of you in the listen and for having a listen, no, I'm not telling you what I said. No, stop asking. Damn it, stop asking me. No, stop. If that pencil moving is about to ask me, no.
Hey, Amby.
No, what?
What are you going to say?
I'll tell you later.
Ooh, wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. Stop penciling. I'm not saying anything. God. Go on.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. It was really nice. Highly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I think like the emotion on this is just so like I could just like picture her like her expression on her face as she was singing this, like the pain was like, I'm sorry, I'm not special. Like that pain, that achingness, and like the I'm sorry, I'm not special is just like so heartfelt, and it's like mm-hmm. so just I can feel it, and I love that about this. Like, you feel it.
You can feel it down in your bones.
Can you feel the pain tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Because we love this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, my poor sickies.
I know, I'm all sick.
I'm almost better.
Okay. We had a sick party.
Yes.
Yay. Only sicky people can join our club.
Yeah. If you're not coughing or sneezing, get the hell out.
We don't want you.
We're the sickest sickies on the block.
It's our own pity party.
We are the sick circus freaks, bitches.
Yes, the sickest circus freaks.
For a second, I thought you said the six circus freaks, and I'm like, when did we double?
It's all of Amby's personalities in her head.
Yes. they're fighting inside there.
Yeah, there's like three more in there, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Ambert, she is there.
Amberta.
As well. Amberta, Amberta.
Amberta's
I don't even know if I could do Amberta anymore because I kind of
Cartman must be up in there.
Cartman's up in there, and Amberta.
And then, of course, the Velociraptor.
That's the other three circus freaks right there, yes. That's the other.
Yeah. Circus party. Woo!
Yeah. Woo! Party. All right. Does anybody else have anything to say about Cookies?
Nope.
All right. Nope. In that case, we're going to pause this recording and we're going to tally our scores. Back in a second with the top five. Top
what?
Five. The band. What?
Watch out.
We have results.
Woo!
Yay!
I have results. Ooh, there's some good results. There were some sections that we all agreed on, some sections that we didn't all agree on. Like, yeah, there were some people like on a screw, like a skew here and a skew there compared to our list, but it all falls into place because of the numbers, and there's no fighting, so what happens, happens. So, in fifth place tonight for Simply the Best Gender Bend is actually a tie.
Whoa!
Oh. A tie between Sharp Cookies and Princess Garnet. They both tied for fifth.
Wow!
Ooh!
Garnet.
So, we're right in there. Fourth place tonight goes to our Victorian emo tear crier, Russell Golds.
Aww.
No need to cry emo so Victorian tears because you're in fourth place. It's okay.
I can't help
it's okay.
Third place tonight goes to Mele.
Ooh.
Mele.
Mele.
Mele, 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 Mele,
Mele.
Mele.
Mele, Mele.
And then second place goes to
drumroll.
Rochelleyar.
Rochelleyar.
And that means that first place tonight goes to Miss Valkyrie Celeste.
Ooh,
she almost got a perfect score. Perfect score would have been 30, but she got a 29. But you good, Val. You good. So congratulations, Val. You are simply the best gender bender tonight.
Definitely.
Simply the best gender bender. Ooh, I want to go into your world with you, Valkyrie Celeste. Offer still stands. I think that this might mean Amberta might need to come back for this.
Amberta needs to come back
to congratulate her lover, Valkyrie Celeste. Let's see if I can.
Amberta.
I'm trying. Hold on a second here. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if this is really the same. I gotta kind of get down there. Oh my god, Valkyrie Celeste, girl. You were so good tonight. And I'm so glad that you won first place. With love from Amberta.
It just got hot in here.
It's getting hot in her, so Valk, take off all your clothes. Girl.
Do a little dance for Amberta.
A chair dance with all those chairs you got breaking all the time. This is your special reward for winning a special moment from Amberta. Amberta's going away now, and hopefully she never comes back again. Never comes back again. Shim queen, I don't know what it was, but yes. So congratulations, Valk. I will add you to the list of people who have placed first. So you are welcome to come back and guest judge in the next episode, if you so wish. Maddie would have been invited tonight, except for the fact that she was not online, so she couldn't. But if she's online for the next one, maybe we could have Valk and Maddie in the next one.
Ooh.
Oh, no, Maddie, cool. Maddie's really hard to get a hold of, though, so... I don't know.
Yeah, she's a worker girl.
She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. Exactly.
So you better treat her right.
Mm-hmm. Or she'll cut you.
Yeah.
She'll cut you. I have a special thank you to my guest judges tonight, Soyala and Skywish. You guys were awesome. I loved the chemistry between the three of us. It's awesome. We should do it tomorrow.
Thank you
for having me on.
Yes. I was really glad to have you girls because this was a lot of fun.
It was my first time judging. It was so much fun.
Yay!
Yay!
I love it.
I love you. Good job.
Thank you. Simply the best. I will get the next theme and sign-ups up as soon as I pick a theme, and the show airs, of course. And
sing us out, Tina Turner.
Yeah, oh. Simply the best, better than all the rest. Again, I still think it sounds like Cher drag queen as Tina Turner.
It's like Amberta.
Oh my god! Can Amberta be a Cher / Tina Turner impersonator?
Yes. That's her profession. Yes. Oh. She's a backup dancer for Cher at the Caesar's Palace show.
Oh my god. Yes. Yes. Amberta and Miss Kunzi would have to hang out together too. I think they'd be
friends.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, love it. Simply the best, better than all the rest. Have a good night, everybody.
Woo!